Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think what came out of that Jay Glazer interview, which is very interesting to me, is the fact that for all this talk about discipline and schedule and this and that, that Joe Judge wasn't that guy. That there was no apparent plan to his day, and spent a lot of time on what he knows best, special teams.
Then why did their special teams suck?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as if the Giants were this great special teams team.
No. No. Now, you did see a really bad special team performance with Green Bay.
Oh, yeah, and a great special teams performance by San Francisco. Yeah. I mean, special teams can win you football games, but clearly...
I'm surprised that story never came out before. That meetings weren't for set amounts of time. Guys didn't know like how long things were going to last. They spent a crazy amount of time on special teams. Guys in the locker room going, what are we doing? Like, that never came out before.
It was a very not leaky ship amongst players. Because going into that final Sunday, the impression I got, and I think the impression you got too, was that the players really liked them. The players believed in him.
Yeah.
That was the one positive he really had going for him, despite the other things that turned the fan base off. So, yeah, it was surprising to hear from Jay.
Listen, for those of you that could hear it, I was told the audio wasn't the greatest, but people are disputing that now.
Well, I think the quote
there's a debate on that now.
From executive producer of WFAN, Al Dukes, it sounded as if Jay was calling from the shower.
Well, it's weird because I have this little earpiece in, and it didn't sound perfect to me. I assume to you either.
It didn't sound good,
and about 30 a minute in, whatever, I said to the guys, I go, does it sound okay? Oh, it sounds great. Okay. I mean, I got two guys I have to trust.
It didn't sound great.
That's what I thought.
I'm sitting here with headphones on like you are. That didn't sound
great.
That's
what I thought, but I went, and then they're double downing now going, it sounded great. All right. I don't know what else to say about that.
The word great never left my mouth, but okay. I'll stand by it. That's fine. And it was more about, like, I don't know, I would say 8 minutes in before you asked.
It was right away. I was like, this
sound
all right.
When he was talking
Big
about
Mac.
The book.
Big Mac, here's all you need to know. Al Dukes took a break from arguing on Twitter about booking Kevin James on the midday show to make a comment about how bad it sounded.
I understand.
It actually took Al's attention away from it.
It seems like he's kind of easy to have his attention taken today, for whatever reason.
He's mad at the radio station
today. So whatever. So we felt the wrath.
But that'll come out. Well, I mean, I'm going to go back and listen to it. That's not the only wrath that's going to be felt. if it was unlistenable, we'll be a problem.
I do not believe it was unlistenable.
You believe it was
from where
okay.
I was sitting, it was maybe slightly worse than some other Zooms we had, but
I
thought it sounded...
You don't compare it to Zooms. We're on the radio.
I understand.
Like, trading good radio content for two views... that's not what we do.
No, I'm not.
But you guys stand by the fact that it was good enough to have on Afternoon Drive Radio New York City.
I understood every word he said.
All right, so I'm asking.
Yes.
Was the quality of that...
Other than when he broke out, like when the line would crap out a little bit, there were times that happened. But
so you're
while
good.
He was speaking, I understood and heard everything he said.
So you're good with it. All right.
I wish it were better.
No. You stand by it, you said. All right, so you're standing by it. So
you asked me if it was okay. I
your
said
career
it's
on the line, that was worthy of New York City radio?
Worthy of New York City radio?
Quality-wise. Or should we have just done it on the phone is what I'm asking.
From the beginning, I always say we should just do it on the phone.
No, but you
didn't.
I've
said that for a while.
But here, I'm just asking, do you stand by it or not?
It would have been better on the phone.
No, I didn't ask that.
What would you ask?
I said, was the quality of your career was on the line?
If my career was on the line.
Would you say that quality, sound-wise, the content was magnificent?
Yeah, of course.
Was
the questions
the
in particular.
Was the audio worthy of it being your career on the line?
Considering you and your your very close friend already have weighed your opinion on the subject, I would say no, it probably wasn't good enough for the stand.
Okay, that's
it. Because if I said yes, I don't think it'd get a fair shake at this point.
No, I mean, that's right. I'm going to listen to it one way or the other.
I understand.
But do you think I would give it a fair shake? I told you, I'm going to listen on the way home, and it sounded bad in my ear.
Your lower lip is so white right now. It looks like you're dying of dehydration.
My lower lip?
Your lower lip's got like white powder on it.
What does that mean?
It's disgusting.
Am I dying?
You might be, but I can't give you my chops.
What do I have powder from? I haven't eaten in 6 hours.
I know, but your lower lip is as white as Casper.
Is that a bad sign?
You're dehydrated, yeah.
I've been drinking water all show.
Well, drink more. And do something about that, please. Just like lick your lips or something. Mike is in Nanuet.
I got to see what it looks like.
Yo, Mike, what's going on, buddy? Yeah.
How you guys doing? You guys are great.
Thanks.
I think everybody will agree that, yesterday's game between the Chiefs and the Bills was off the hook. What made it off the hook was the play of one position on both sides of the team, quarterback. Is that pretty much a correct statement that we all agree on?
Well, that we saw great quarterback play, yes.
On both sides, okay? My question to you is how much of the plays called by the quarterback for Buffalo, Josh Allen, and the other guy, Mahomes, were called by the coaches, or were they called by the quarterbacks? Because in my opinion, there is no way that those coaches could have dialed up those kind of
plays.
Well,
we can tell you this, on the pass to Kelce that set up the field goal to tie the game, I don't know if you saw the story or not, it came out that Travis Kelce told, the play was called to be something else. And Kelce went to Mahomes, I guess, in the huddle and said, listen, I'm just going to run to open space. Hit me there. And then during his, what do you call it?
When he's Zoom press conference?
No. When he's at the line of scrimmage going, 17.
Oh, yeah.
When he's kind of audibilizing. He looks at Kelce and he goes, do it.
Are you referring to the field goal tying drive? Because there were only two plays to run, and Craig nailed it on what happened with Kelce. On the first play, it was smart. Get it to our fastest receiver.
I'm saying is,
yes.
Leading up to that point, guys,
yeah.
Have you ever seen two quarterbacks run?
Oh, you're like talking about the running plays. No, not in the same game. I haven't.
Well, no. So here's how I would look at it, just watching this game. I would say that half of Josh Allen's runs, maybe more if we went back and looked at it, were designed runs. Like Brian Daboll dialed up QB options, QB keepers, and let Josh Allen make plays with his legs. For the most part, that wasn't the case with Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes was scrambling, and he was improvising. Now, they both put up great numbers using their legs. Mahomes is so different than Allen. Allen uses his legs as a weapon. It's a part of the offensive play calling. It's not really the case with Mahomes. Mahomes can beat you with his legs when necessary. So on his 7 runs for 69 yards, I would say, Craig, going back on it, all of them, were Patrick Mahomes making something out of nothing?
Yeah, as opposed to what you said about
Allen. They designed plays for Josh Allen. He's running guys over.
Yeah.
Now, you hope physically he's going to be able to hold up over the course of his NFL career. But the beautiful thing about Josh Allen right now is even if you take his legs away, he can still take your soul.
Yeah, you like saying that. That's your thing. That's become like your go-to.
Did you see Andy Reid's line? Very similar.
What did Andy Reid say?
What did you tell Mahomes in such a grim situation such as, hey, there's 13 seconds left?
Yeah.
And he said, this was awesome. I said to him, when it gets grim, you become the Grim Reaper.
Oh, boy.
Dude, that line is awesome.
When it becomes grim, you become the Grim Reaper.
He didn't even hesitate when he said it. Do you have that audio, Big Mac? Like, it was immediate. Like, question.
Right.
It's almost as if he planted the question.
Right. Like, somebody asked me, please. Somebody asked me what happened on the sideline before that play.
Do me a favor and use the word grim, please.
Yes.
Thank you.
I've got a good line prepared. I'll mention the Grim Reaper. They claim to have it. Let's hear what it is. Go ahead.
Time to get the field goal, but it looks pretty grim there. What, you have any special advice to Pat right there? Do you have any words for him at that point when Buffalo took the lead for the last time?
Yeah, when it's grim, be the Grim Reaper. And go get it. So he did that. He went. He made everybody around him better, which he is great at. And he just does it effortlessly.
That was it. Like, not even a hesitation.
When it's grim, becomes the Grim Reaper.
How awesome is that line?
Yeah, it's a great line.
Okay,
it is a great line. Yes, I'm just glad Andy Reid wasn't out of breath. When he said it afterwards, that's all.
Andy Reid was once referred to as a big loser. Like, yeah, he can get to the NFC Championship game, but he can't win the big one. Then when they get to the Super Bowl, oh, Donovan McNabb's tired. They lose to the Patriots. What do you think of Andy Reid now?
Well, he's a Hall of Fame coach now.
He is a Hall of Fame coach who right now, and I don't think he'll ever retire. Andy Reid's one of those guys I think he retires when he's dead. Like, he'll coach forever. Dude, there's no looking back. I mean, this team could win two. Three.
Well, they have to win a second one before they win a third one.
I get that, but right? They're there every year, Craig.
Well, they're on their way. They might be. Most people think they'll beat Cincinnati.
They're the first team in the history of the sport to host four straight championship games.
All right.
No one's done that.
All right.
And how old is Patrick Mahomes?
And don't forget, they started the year off, and after the first couple weeks, oh, it's over. That's it. The run's come to an end.
Did anyone really
defense
think that?
Defense stinks, right?
Did people really believe that?
Well, they people said it, whether or not they believe it, I don't know.
Because you know what? Because sometimes we act to what happens instantly. We overreact
to what
we
say. Right, like everybody wants Brian Daboll to be their head coach now. No one's interviewed him. No one's talked to him, fan-wise. No one's really seen him many or any of his press conferences. We saw Josh Allen play two of the greatest postseason games any quarterback's ever played. And now everyone's like, it's like Pam Anderson, first time she showed up in a bikini. Meanwhile, she just got divorced for the fifth time. Yeah, you don't know until you're there.
It's more than two games, though.
How did five guys divorce Pamela Lee? Right?
Well, I could give you an answer to that.
How come Halle Berry can't keep a man? Because until you're in bed with them, you just don't know.
Oh, I found out who A-Rod's girlfriend is. Did you hear about this?
The blonde woman in front of him at the game?
Yes, you saw him at Lambeau Field?
Yeah, and I guarantee you, as soon as those cameras turned off, they ran up to a luxury suite.
Really?
No, there's no way bougie A-Rod stayed outside for 4 hours.
So, Black Sports Online's done some research, okay?
Yes, go.
She's a fitness model.
I bet she is.
And she was in a relationship as soon as 2 weeks ago.
Really?
How about that?
So she left her. So A-Rod's a homebreaker, is what you're saying. A homewrecker.
Or A-Rod said, hey, do me a favor. Show up at Lambeau with me.
Like the guy, like her boyfriend's going to allow that? Who isn't she in a relationship with?
I didn't. Yeah,
oh, she's just like a random
fitness. She's a random fitness model. Yeah, she's not anyone that we would know. She's not an actress.
So A-Rod's now bringing randos to games?
That's right.
Look at A-Rod.
Look at Alex.
What do you think the pitch to her was? How you doing, baby? I can take you to the Packers
game. I can go to Lambeau. And then meanwhile, so he's at Lambeau Saturday night. He was in Minnesota last night for the T-Wolves Nets game.
Well, private jets, dude. Where is she from? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, I think it was...
It's Green Bay.
It was either Texas or Florida.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere warm.
So that means he met her somewhere like two nights ago. And like, hey, whirlwind, she'll definitely sleep with me.
Yeah.
Hey, baby. Do you want to go to the Green Bay Packer game?
Yeah.
And then to Minnesota, sit courtside for the T-Wolves game?
Why is he a Packer fan? Like, where'd that come from?
I don't know if he's a Packer fan. He's just at the game.
Doesn't he own the Minnesota Timberwolves?
Yeah, but he's probably just at the game.
You think Viking fans and Timberwolves fans are happy that their owner is hobnobbing with a Packer hat on?
Do you think Timberwolves fans are happy that A-Rod's their owner?
No.
Right. So the Vikings-Packer thing probably doesn't matter, I would think. But I don't know. That's all. That all that was an ego stroke.
So you really think that they show him on TV and he instantly says, all right,
well, okay.
Back to the
Here's city. The question. How did they know he was there?
He told somebody.
He told them.
Well, he works for Fox.
He told them he
was
there.
So maybe
exactly.
The producers gave him a ticket, gave him a free ticket. You know what? You're right. Fox, because remember, he works baseball. He does Fox baseball and ESPN baseball. Fox was like, hey, we'll give you these two great seats. Then you move up to the suite whenever you want.
There's no doubt he was. He wasn't outside the whole game.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Tonight, isn't it tonight? When are they doing the...
Lundquist?
Lundquist thing.
Later this week.
The 28th is that?
Yeah.
And they're still doing it. They're not changing that with COVID or nothing,
Just asking. Rates are down, man.
The rates are down.
Do you want to hear something crazy?
I do.
I'm going to tell you.
All right.
Evan Fournier has a higher field goal percentage and is shooting better from three. This season, than Steph Curry.
And?
No, just wanted to tell you that.
Well, you're taking a shot at Steph Curry? Why would I care about that?
No, I'm complimenting Evan Fournier. Why
no,
can't
you're
not. You look
no,
at
you're
the positive?
Not. No, you're not.
Evan
That's
Fournier.
Not a compliment of anything.
Why?
That's a shot at Steph
Evan
Curry.
Evan Fournier is shooting.
Maybe because Sonny loves him? Why?
No,
Because you're anti Curry because your guy can't win a title without him.
Hold on a second.
Why the attack on Steph Curry?
Why did I pick Evan Fournier?
Because he sucks. That's why. That's the only reason.
I watched a lot of the Warriors last night, and I find it fascinating how Steph's been in a shooting slump. And I was surprised, and all jokes aside, I was surprised how down his overall numbers are this year.
Yeah.
Like, his field goal percentage is the lowest that's ever been in his career. He's shooting 37%
from
three.
He did have a game winner a couple nights ago.
No, his first buzzer beater of his career. I'm surprised by that. That's all. I didn't know his shooting slump was extensive enough to bring his numbers.
You're taking a shot because, I don't know why. Probably because you're upset with your team or something.
I'm playing them Saturday night. Why would I take shots at them? I got a big game Saturday night against them.
You have a big game?
Yeah, I'm a Net fan.
No, you don't have a big game.
We's the Jets. For me, is Brooklyn.
I got a big game.
Me and McPherson, we're we.
Yeah.
And you're we when it comes to your Yankees with Big Mac,
We'll see how that goes this year. There's no guarantees we will be a we. Yeah.
You know what tomorrow is, by the way?
Tuesday.
And it will break during our show.
What's
that? We'll have some breaking news
tomorrow. Brian Daboll to the New York Giants?
No.
Brian Flores to the New York Giants?
No.
Hulk Hogan's coming back?
No, thanks. It's scheduled breaking news tomorrow, I think around 4-ish.
The Hall of Fame?
Yeah. You don't care?
Nah. You know what I care about? To see if any of the voters embarrass themselves. I care about that.
But what does that mean, though? What's embarrassing themselves?
If they make this real public stand, that's right, I'm the guy that kept you out of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but there's no universal guy this year. It's simply the end of Bonds and Clemens. That's really what this is about, in my opinion.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.